rate reduction.
Hi there, Cole. Cole, my name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Tara wanted me to get on the line here, of course, to get you the details of the service, you know, how it works and what's included, make sure we answer any of your questions. It is also a young company, and Tara does want me to apply that new in-business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Pretty good, man. It's a beautiful Thursday.
It is. It is. I've got your file here in front of me, and I'm sure, Cole, that you not only use Google yourself, but that you're also familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that pops up right near the top of the page. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, especially being that Kodiak Property Management is a young company, that's the real power of this particular listing, because people will not need to already know the name of your company to find you online if they're looking for demolition or junk removal or any of the services that you provide, as long as they're in that 50, 60-mile service area and they're typing in those keywords. We'll make sure that your business is one of those options for people to call. Of course, that means you'll get calls directly to you from someone who will have had the opportunity to make kind of an informed decision on who to call. The ones that call you are excited to speak with you. Now, Tara says, as far as a website, not yet. Are you working on one, or have you paid someone else to build one for you, or is this something you know that you need?
I just know that I need it. I got it up and doing the business. Or,
gotcha.
Well, no, at first, Angie Leads, I'm with Angie Leads right now, and at first they said they were going to make me a website, but I guess I heard them wrong. I don't know.
You know, I've talked to business owners. I'm familiar with Angie's, and even back before it was called Angie's Leads, kind of the combination of Angie's List and Home Advisor, it was Home Advisor. In fact, let me see if I can find your profile. Is it under the same phone number?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me look for it. But I've talked to business owners in the past that were using Angie Leads, and what they say is it's something that kind of you have to do on your own. They have it available, but you have to build the site on your own. Oh, there it is. So it's homeadvisor.com/rated.kodiakproperty.html. So you've got that profile page on Home Advisor's platform, Home Advisor powered by Angie. So you do already have that profile page. Now, what we would want to do for you, and I'm sending a message to my supervisor too, because Tara says it's about a month old, the business itself. Now, usually, Cole, for businesses that are 3 months in or less, of course, we don't expect you to already have a website. Sometimes they'll let me include a website at no additional cost, because our job, quite frankly, is not just to list you on the first page of Google. It's to make sure that the people who see you there have the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. So, of course, a website would be a great way for us to showcase your work, talk about your services, your service area, put before and after photos and things like that. Do you have any photos of some of the work that you've already done?
Oh, yeah, I got a bunch of them.
You do? Okay, good,
I got
good.
Videos before and after.
Oh, nice, nice, yeah. So
I got Google reviews and stuff like that already. It's crazy.
Well, that's great. I mean, that's perfect. And kind of, you know, already the right idea, the right start. And all we would have to do would be to create the additional content that Google wants to see to move that information onto that first page and, of course, attach a .com website. I messaged my supervisor a minute or so ago, and I'm hoping that he responds pretty quickly here as to whether or not I can include that website. If we include the website, it would be not just the initial construction. The hosting of the website would be included, as well as the updates to the website. So we could use any photos and videos that you have now. And as we send you new jobs, we can always add new photos and videos and content down the road, and there would not be any additional cost for that. In fact, there's not any additional cost for anything. You don't pay per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Of course, the calls come directly to you, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. Now, with that 50 or 60 mile service area, we would want to also include a paid ad campaign. Social media, paid Facebook ads would be a great, affordable way for a younger company to cover that 50 or 60 mile service area. We can focus on specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found, and it would still be a flat rate. Now, as far as the pricing goes, the new in business rate, Cole, is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It is month to month, but we do know that our clients keep the service long term because, of course, it's profitable to be on that first page. So we try to make it affordable for younger businesses. With that reduced pricing, you actually save a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. In this case, for the platinum package, you would save $300 a month, and it would bring the rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to just $299. And that $299 would be the exact amount. So like I said, you're not paying per lead on top of that. No matter how many calls you get, big jobs or small, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's just going to be that flat rate. Now, I did just hear a chime. I hope it's my supervisor. It is. Let me pull it up. It says, Paul, for the still very young company, especially one that's using Angie Leads, I'd be more than happy to approve your request for a website to be included at no additional cost. So I'm looking forward to helping this company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. So like I said, we want to make sure that your phone is ringing. Having that website is going to be a big part of that. And my supervisor said I can include it at no additional cost. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
I just want to be clear. I pay you guys and you guys basically run a website and put me on a front page of Google?
Correct. And that way people who need your services can find you when they do a keyword search. Of course, you won't be the only company that pops up on the first page, and ultimately not everyone who sees you on the first page will decide to call you, but that's actually a good thing. I mean, having that website, it's kind of like a filtering device. People would look at a website or two. The ones that don't call you, don't worry about that, but the ones that do call you, they will have looked at your website before they called. So they will have made an educated, informed decision. They will have looked at the photos of your work. They'll know that you do exactly what they're looking for. By the time they decide to call you, even before they pick up the phone, they're already hoping that you're available to do the job and hoping that your price is fair because they want to work with you for your services. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get.
Yeah, I think this is a great idea, honestly.
It is month to month. I mean, that's the best part of it. We're not locking you into any contract. Of course, that means it's our job to get your phone ringing quickly and earn your business 1 month at a time. It's completely at will. You could stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. But you can also pause the service if you end up getting more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation or even pause the service seasonally. You could do so, of course, at any time. Now, when we get your phone ringing, Cole, is the number that we're speaking on the one that you want your customers to call? Is this the business number?
Yes, sir.
It is. Is it also a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on this number?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Now, most of the time, Cole, you're simply going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature, which means customers will call you directly. Now, the website will also allow them to fill out the contact form, kind of tell you where they're located, what they want to have done, when they would want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. So you'll always know right away who's trying to contact you, and whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website and people would be able to see it. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. What is a good email address either for you or for your business?
coldpenduck13@icloud.com.
You said Cole, that's C-O-L-E?
Yes, sir.
And then was it your last name?
Yep, P-E-N-D-O-C-K.
And the first letter is T like Tom, right?
No, P like Peter.
Oh, P, glad I asked. P's and T's, F's and S's, M's and N's over the phone, they are kind of hard to discern. So Cole Pendock, and then there was it 19?
13.
13, okay. So Cole Pendock, 13, and that was at gmail.com, right?
iCloud.
At iCloud, okay. Gotcha. And then, like I said, your customers are simply going to call you, but when we contact you, we'll use phone and text a lot of the time, emails maybe just for longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your records. But, Cole, did you have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those?
Yeah, just give me a phone call.
Phone call? Okay, I'll put phone preferred. The other thing I wanted to ask you, and correct me if I'm wrong, your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you always go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's not going to be like a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom, or anything location that you would want us to actively promote for your business?
Nope, we will just show up there. I do not have a warehouse or a shop yet.
That's okay. Google fully expects service-based businesses to kind of be run from the home, run out of the truck. Even if you had a shop where you kept your equipment or like an office where you did your paperwork, if customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list the physical address because they wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. I did, though, see on that Angie's profile, the 2186 Connell Terrace. Is that your residence?
Yes, sir.
It is. Okay. So, yeah, we definitely don't want to list that address. You're just going to be listed city and state, not even a zip code, not that physical address. And then, like I said, if it's 50 miles or 60 miles, we can target anywhere in that area. And if there's anywhere inside that area that you know you don't want to go, we'll make sure your ads aren't running there. We want to make sure that you're getting the right types of phone calls from the right areas. Now, Tara didn't put it down here, but are you doing, like, residential only, or are you willing to take on any commercial work, too?
Yeah, so right now it's residential only until
residential
we get bigger,
only.
And then we
okay.
can move on to commercial
yeah.
and all that.
This will give you the opportunity to
commercial, you got
to
have, like, 10 guys with you, you know?
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. But, you know, this is going to give you the opportunity to pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you and jobs that you can handle with your current workforce. So we'll focus mostly on the residential clients as well. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, at this point I would do a couple of things. One, I'd be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician call. So we're going to have our technician talk to you a little bit more about things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, you know, what's unique about your business if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And, of course, we'll get into more detail about all the services that you want to provide and where you want to provide those services. So that would be a follow-up call. You do not have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then, Mr. Pendock, the other thing that's required of me, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it is that flat rate, that we're actually even including that website at no additional cost. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually pretty straightforward, though. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, I just have one question. Will I be able to edit the website or have access to it?
Yes, that's a great question. Not a lot of people bring that up because they just want us to do it. But you'll actually not only be able to upload photos, content through your client dashboard, you can actually access your website itself and make changes. Some of our clients love that. Some of our clients just want us to take care of it. But you'll actually be able to make changes on your website on your own.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, a lot of our clients actually love that feature. Some just don't want to deal with it at all. So the voice verification reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification call. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Kodiak Property Management.
Perfect. That's exactly how I do have that. And then, Cole, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Cole Pendock, owner.
Okay. And then, Cole, as the owner of Kodiak Property Management, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then call for the billing information that you will be using for our services. Mr. Pendock, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Can you repeat that?
It's kind of a silly question, but it says for the billing information that you will be using for our services, you are an authorized user on that account, right? It's not a card you borrowed from your friend without them knowing. It's not a card you found off the street.
Oh, no, yeah, no, it's my card, yep.
Gotcha.
Under my name, all that.
Yeah, like I said, kind of a silly question, but I do have to ask. And then it says that to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area are, in fact, able to contact you, for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Cole, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yep.
Perfect, yeah. Of course, as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your business. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that business information is accurate. Cole, that's fair enough, right?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. You can update it as much as you like. We'll make sure also that no business information, no physical street address, I should say, appears for your business online since you always go out to the customer. We do that audit in the beginning and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Now, with it being month to month, with the website included, and of course that reduced pricing, that fixed rate included here, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term will be scheduled today, the 4th of January in the total amount of $299.00. That $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It's actually an exact amount, so no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, with my supervisor's permission, we will include a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, conversion-driven website at no additional cost. That custom website is included, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Like I said, you can also make those updates on your own. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 4th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. And once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, Cole, it is offered completely at will. No contract, so you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, or pause the service when necessary, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Pendock, all that we do request to prevent the charge to your next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that call is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Pendock, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. Sure, of course.
So I want to go with this service, but is there any way I could pay it tomorrow instead of today?
So the $299 is not available today?
No. Could I pay it tomorrow?
We can look at tomorrow's calendar for that follow-up call with our technician. In that case, I would just want to amend the voice verification. It would bill on the 5th, the same amount, $299.
Yeah, I can give you the card information right now. It's just, you would just have to take it out tomorrow instead of today.
Tomorrow. So it would bill then on the 5th. We would start everything on the 5th, do your client interview tomorrow, the 5th, and then recurring billing for that same flat rate of $299 would be on the 5th of the month moving forward, not the 4th. So let me look at the calendar for tomorrow. It's pretty wide open. We try to get our client interviews done same day or next day, so it's pretty wide open for tomorrow's calendar already.
Is this like the same thing as Angie Leaps?
Not really at all. I know that Angie's is a very different service, kind of from top to bottom. With Angie's, it's a paid lead service. Now, what Angie is going to do, and has always done, even back when it was HomeAdvisor, they're going to spend between $2 and $3 million every month on Google paid ads. You know, that's kind of where they get most of their leads. And then they'll grab those leads, kind of capture them and flip them to businesses like yours and also your competitors. So it is a shared lead system. The lead that you pay for will be sent and sold to a handful of your competitors. So you'll always be dealing with a potential client who is getting calls from other companies. With us, they call you directly. So you're not in that bidding war. And it is also a flat rate. Something like Angie's or Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, it's going to vary week to week a little bit because, of course, it will depend on how many leads you get and even how much each lead costs. Usually, if it looks on paper to be a bigger job, you'll probably pay more for that lead. You're not any more likely to get the big job, just more likely to pay a little bit more for that particular lead. So it's very different than a lead-based service where it's always set up to be, you know, you and a handful of others paying for the exact same lead. With us, and, you know, with something like that, whether you get the job or someone else gets the job or no one gets the job, you all still pay for that lead. With us, we kind of focus just on one business at a time per area and industry, every industry under the sun and all across Canada and the United States. So we don't have to put our clients in competition with each other. In fact, we prefer not to. Not only is it strict Google guidelines that we only work with one business at a time per area and industry, but we wouldn't want to be competing against ourselves. We want you to get the maximum number of phone phone calls. Of course, we offer the service month to month. In this case, with the website included and the price reduced by half, we don't even break even in this first couple of months. I mean, we're going to spend probably two or three times that $299 in that first month alone just to create the content and create up that website. So certainly, you know, your success is our success. We're investing in that success to make sure that you do get those phone calls. So again, very different than a lead-based service. Most of my clients that have a lead-based service call, they find that they can scale back on their leads once we get their phone ringing. They keep their leads paused most of the time, or they cap their leads at a lower amount. Some of my clients will actually shut their lead-based service off altogether and just let their phone ring. Nine out of ten buying decisions go to the businesses on the first page, and I think most business owners prefer to get calls directly to them. So instead of, you know, paying for a lead and chasing the leads down. So I think it's going to allow you to scale back on those leads quite a bit, or even keep them paused the entire time.
Yeah, because I was just like, seeing if the Angie leads would just be a waste of money for me. If you guys got me a business or a website and leads, I really wouldn't need Angie lead anymore.
You know, you probably won't, and a lot of my clients, even the ones that have experience and success with their lead service before they started with us, and whether it was Angie's or Thumbtack or Craftjack, Networks, or any of those others, most of my clients do find that they can scale back on their leads or shut the leads off altogether, especially for you. You know, being a smaller company, basically you and help is needed, you're not going to need, you know, to keep paying for leads once we get your phone ringing. You can actually pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you.
Gotcha.
So the client interview calendar for tomorrow, it looks like the first available would be 10 a.m. and then the last available would be 6 p.m. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about a half an hour or so. I get to usually towards the beginning of the hour, get you off the phone about a half hour, 40 minutes after that. Did you want something mid-morning, early afternoon, or later on in the day?
Probably mid-morning.
So like 10 or 11?
It really doesn't matter. 11,
okay.
12, yeah, that won't be bad.
Well, we've got 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock, yeah, I'll be on the line. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So it'll be scheduled from 12 until 1. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to make that call, I'll be on the very first part of that call just to introduce you to your technician and answer any questions you might have before handing it over to them. I may already be on a call. I don't get a lot of advance notice. Either way, they're going to give you a call and to take really good care of you. Now, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? And we'll process that payment just before your client interview tomorrow.
MasterCard.
Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
My name. I got to get a business card.
First and last, if you ever want to update the billing information, you can either give us a call or you can also update the billing information on your own through your tracking system. On this particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Just my name.
Oh, that's what you said. What I meant to say, is there any middle initial on that card or is just first and last name?
Oh, yeah, A.
A?
Cole A. Randolph, yep.
Okay, and then you said it was a MasterCard. That should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right. Give me 1 second. All right, it is 5496.
Mm-hmm.
3600.
Okay.
1070.
Yes, sir.
2445.
Okay, and then call the expiration month and year?
10/24, 26.
10 of 2026, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
652.
I have 652 on the back of the card, and I've got October, or 10 of 2026 for the expiration. Was the card itself 54-96-36-00-10-70-24-45.
Yes, sir.
Does that bill at your home address, the 2186 Connell Terrace, 13027?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So once we process that payment, and we can wait until just a little bit prior to that scheduled call at noon tomorrow, you'll receive an automated email, a confirmation email through our system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there, but I'd be happy to give you that information now if you've got a pen handy.
Go ahead.
Okay, so the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's just option one or extension one to reach client support. Cole, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. So like I said, once we process that payment tomorrow morning, you'll get that confirmation email. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions, everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And then it's going to be pretty straightforward, just talking about all the services that we'll be providing for you. Then there's going to populate your mobile number. Obviously, text messages or phone is how you want us to contact you. So we want you to click on the box that says that you agree to receive SMS messages, which are text messages through the computer. Then it's going to want you to click on the box that says you certify that you're the holder and signer of the card on file, and then to type in your name as it will appear. Now, it's going to appear Cole A. Pendock. It's case sensitive, so the C, A, and P are all capitalized. No period, though, after the middle initial of A. You can copy and paste it. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. But it'll all make sense when you see it tomorrow, and then you just click on the confirm signature to the right side of it. What that's going to do, it's going to allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it is not. And, of course, it'll let us know that you know that it's month-to-month, that we've included the website, reduced the cost of the service, et cetera. So it's an important step in the process. It would actually allow us to get a little bit of a head start even before we do that client interview. Like I said, you won't receive any of that until we do the processing of the payment in the morning. And then you'll also receive an additional email. It looks a little intimidating, but it's just to make sure that the businesses that are on the first page of Google are, in fact, real businesses, active businesses that when called would be able to provide that service. So you'll get something that says something like action needed, photos needed for your Google verification. It will ask you for a series of photos. You don't have to send everything, but anything on there would definitely be helpful. Photos of your work vehicle, where you park it when you're not using it, any business card. Is the business itself licensed and insured?
No, I was just about to talk to you about that. It is not. So would they need documents for that?
Well, if you have it, it helps. If not, it's okay because we are Google partners and, you know, we've been doing this for 19 years. Like I said, this is something that Google only just started about 4 or 5 months ago. They just want to make sure that the businesses on the first page are actual businesses. But we can usually, like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on that list, but anything you can send us would definitely help. I don't know if your work vehicle has any branding for the business on it or not, but I mean, if it does or doesn't, either way, just send us a photo of the vehicle that you use to provide those services to drive to the location where you're going to do that work. Again, there's going to be a link that you can use right on there, so that email itself is also self-explanatory. Our system won't send those emails out until we actually process the payment. I just wanted to give you a little bit of a heads up. If you have any questions about any of that stuff, our client interview technician will be able to walk you through it in that that noon hour. Like I said, we won't process that payment until just a little bit prior to that. That reminds me, I did send you a calendar invite. That should be in your inbox. It's just going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That stands for Client Interview in English. It's got your username, which is your phone number. So you can actually write that down if you like right next to that email address and our support number. Your username is your phone number with the area code included, but just numbers. So no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the number 315-935-1971. That's your username. When you fill out that form that I mentioned earlier and click confirm signature, the next thing the system will do will try to take you to your client dashboard. It's coming from the same dashboard portal that you will very soon be using for your tracking system or to make updates to your website. And at that point, the system would be thinking that you're trying to access that tracking system, so it will ask you to log in. You don't have to do it at that point. In fact, all that we have right now is your username. The password has not even been assigned yet. Once we do your client interview and we've got the information for us to track, that's when we'll send you by text and email, not just the username that you have now, but a default password. You can change the password once you log into your account. Some people never do. Either way, it's fine. One last thing, and I'll get you off the phone. I wanted to add a little bit of extra security on your account, just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they're with Kodiak Property Management, even if it's you, Cole, and we recognize your voice, we'll probably ask you for the answer to the security question. More importantly, anyone who calls you moving forward telling you that they are either with Google or Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question, especially in about 5-6 days once your website is completed. If you get any calls from anybody asking you for more information, asking you for more money, first of all, like I said, the voice verification is for your protection, and it clearly states it's a flat rate, never a penny more. If anyone calls you and asks you for money, just politely let them go, okay? If they don't know my name or if they don't know the username and password, just politely let them go. But gotcha. Your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet.
First pet? And then what is the answer?
Yeah. J-A-X.
J-A-X? Jax?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. I have to type that in twice, but you're all set there. All right, so you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, hopefully I'll be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you around noon tomorrow. If not, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to building out that website for you, getting your phone ringing, and earning your business just 1 month at a time. If you like, between now and tomorrow, if you want to start thinking about some of the photos that you want initially on your website or videos, like I said, we or you can make changes to that website at any point. But we are going to want some photos to get things started right away.
Gotcha.
All right. Real pleasure speaking with you.
On the website?
You can put videos on the website. Yeah, absolutely. Photos and videos, and those can be swapped or changed or updated as we move along here.
And I don't know if you need to put this on there, but I am mold certified from the state.
Okay.
And lead certified as well.
All right. I'll put that down here as well. Let me give my client interview technician a little bit of a head start with mold certified and lead certified. Are you like Monday?
Cards and everything.
Oh, good. Are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you want to be found online?
Oh, I'm 24/7. Well, actually, 24/7. No. We'll do probably 8 to 5. From 7 days, 8 to 5.
Okay.
But, I mean, of course, like, I'll work overtime and all of that, but 24 hours, I don't want them calling me at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning expecting me to go out there, you know?
Right, no. So we'll put just 8 to 5 at least to field phone calls, and then you can talk to those people and maybe schedule it for outside those hours, or like you said, if you're already there, you'll work past those hours. But we'll have you down for Sunday through Saturday, or 7 days a week, 8 to 5. And then as far as the forms of payment that you accept, is it cash and check? Do you take credit card, anything like Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, cash apps?
Right now, just cash and check.
Cash and check.
Right now.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. I'll put that down. And if that ever changes, just let us know. But I've got that down as well. Kind of give my supervisor a head start. If you've got a mission statement already, we'll take that information. If you don't, we'll kind of talk to you about how you want to be branded for your business. And like I said, we'll always be able to make updates for you on your website, or you can make those changes on your own. So I'm glad that you're going to be actively involved in your campaign. We do provide that 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard. Some of our clients never even use it, you know, but the ones that are most successful are the ones that regularly check their tracking system, the ones that are involved making changes to their website and things like that. Because, I mean, like I said, it only works when you work, right? I mean, our job is to make sure that your phone rings and you have to answer the phone. I mean, I'm always concerned when I call my client and I'm calling the business number and it goes to either mailbox full or not set up, or even if it goes to voicemail. I mean, my concern is if I were a potential customer trying to call them and I get something like that, especially like mailbox not even set up, I'm probably not going to call back. I would probably just call and try and hire somebody else. So we don't want that to happen to you. It sounds like it won't. It sounds like you're going to be very actively involved in your campaign. So I know you're going to love the service.
Oh, yeah.
All right, cool.
And this is actually better for me because I'm not too, like, good with the website. So if you guys can build one, that's perfect.
Yeah, you know, we're happy to do that. Like I said, you know, your success is our success, and having that website is going to be a big part of your success. So we're really happy to do that. I'm glad my supervisor is allowing me to include it at no additional cost. So we'll give you that call tomorrow around noon. Hopefully I'll be part of that phone call in the beginning anyway. But either way, you take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day.
Alrighty, sir, you too.
Now, let me ask you real quick, do you want us to wait until just before noon, 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock? When would be a good time for us to process that $299?
Oh, you can do it at 7 in the morning if you want to, anytime.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, so I'll do it a little earlier. That way you can have the confirmation email, the other emails and things like that, give you a little bit of time if you want to look those over. Again, like I said, if you have any questions, our technician can walk you through those, or I would if I'm on that phone call in the beginning there.
Yeah, because I would have had it today. It's just I just gave Angie Lead $750 for the service. That's all.
Wow.
I got to wait till tomorrow.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I completely understand. Like I said, hopefully we're able to help you to scale back on what you're spending with Angie's, and I think we'll be able to do that for sure. And once we get your phone ringing, you can probably keep those leads paused a lot, or even shut that service off, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this service seems like it's going to be way better, so probably within a month. Shut it right off.
Yeah. That's definitely it's something that a lot of my clients do. So we're looking forward to being a big part of your success, and happy to speak with you today.
I was happy to get the phone call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Cole. You take care. You have a great rest of the day, sir.
Yep, you too.
Thanks a lot. Bye now.